Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, final hour. We're live in studio. Mac Brown 22. Follow Patrick on Twitter at Mac Brown 22. Me at Sturgis Sports. Let's go to the phone lines. It's Mr. McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com. Right, right. How'd you like that, Gary?
Yeah, I hear you. Now you're doing it.
I'm doing well. All right, answer before we go Clemson talking, and especially trying to figure out what may happen tomorrow when it comes to a baseball game. We've asked, you know, were NASCAR drivers, are they athletes? Are golfers? You know, I think all of them have now brought that component into it. But what about what you did the last couple of weeks, 20 days up in Canada, being the front of house engineer for that skating tour? Those guys you were telling me, Brian Boitano and all that, those are flat out some athletes.
No, I was actually the production manager. I was production manager and tour manager for Stars on Ice. And if you guys, like me and Sturge, we're old, that goes back 30 years. Scott Hamilton started that franchise, and it sells out every year. They tour the States. They tour Japan. They asked me if I had time this year to come join them after the spring game. And with my staff growing and able to do that, I was able to take time off from here and go back out and work in the production area. But, yeah, Stars on Ice. I had Kurt Browning, Elvis Stoiko. Those two guys were absolutely amazing athletes. The thing that really impressed me the most, Sturge, was, the heart rate of those guys when they come off of that ice is at 270 beats a minute. That is like a horse, a racehorse, making the turn at Churchill Downs. That's a human being with 200. That's literally pounding out your chest. And part of my job every night was to get the skaters off the ice after each skater had an individual performance. And I would be sitting somewhere in the arena and would have a flashlight and get them off the ice and walk them back around to the staging areas. And it just amazed me that those poor kids would come off of that ice, and I mean drained. 5 minutes on that ice, just putting everything you got into it, and they come off of there absolutely drained. I honestly I've been around athletes a long time now. Being a recruiting analyst the last 7 years, I'm able to see athleticism. These kids are so explosive, it's unreal. The way they can turn their hips is crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, be on blades on ice is real. All right, so let's talk tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Does it matter what Clemson does? If they win, is there a chance they get in the tournament? Because I have a hard time now kind of stomaching this because 4-15 in the last 19 ACC games, some bad midweek losses. I just don't see an NCAA tournament team out of this right now, yet they're still on the bubble and their RPI is pretty good.
Yeah, well, the RPI saves them because of the first half of the season. Yeah. The first half of the season was front-loaded for the guys. A lot of home games, they took advantage of it. Those pitching arms were fresh. I mean, you want to synopsize this season, you can synopsize it off the mound. Those guys ran out of gas. They just ran out of gas, and they're young freshman pitchers, and I just think they need to have the time for their bodies to develop the strength and conditioning program to kick in and to be used to pitching as much as they do. They're just not used to it, and I'm with you. I don't see it if they were to win tomorrow. Now, if they were to go on a run in the tournament and come out of there with something, but there's a possibility.
They can't.
I don't know if they get past Louisville.
Yeah, BC is knocked off Louisville earlier today, and they now win the bracket with two wins. So Louisville's got nothing to play for. Clemson's got everything to play for, maybe. So it's going to be interesting to see how these teams are motivated tomorrow. But bad news when it comes to the basketball court. A center that they were counting on from transfer from UNC Asheville, Coach Brunell and staff, tears his ACL in practice yesterday, and he's going to miss the entire season.
Yep. Brad Brunell just can't catch a break at Clemson. He like you said, it was an absolute – depending a commodity that he could not lose was to lose him to an injury. I mean, this team was depending on what was the nucleus of the guys off the bench to come out. Now we're going to be next year's starters. Brad just got himself in a bad spot. I don't know what he's going to do to replace that body. I don't think he can this late in the game, unless he can find another transfer this late. I don't think he can. And again, there's a lot of time goes into recruiting those. But yeah, it makes a. They already had a hard enough time trying to establish what type of offense this team was going to be next year. Now they got an even harder time.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that. They'd have one transfer from, I believe, Fordham, somewhere up north, coming in, and the guy from Texas Tech as well, but they'll have to sit out. So at least one of them will, the kid from Texas Tech. So it's going to be an interesting year for Clemson basketball. But the straw that stirs the drink over there, that's football right now. We were breaking down the numbers. 65 wins in the last 5 years. That's 13 wins per year. Only team in college football with more than Clemson is that school two states away that's won 67, and they played four times in the last couple of years. But I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, I told some friends last night, here was the deal. That first couple of years between Clemson and Alabama, that was cute. You know, the long-distance cousins, so to speak, all the interaction between the two schools. Now that they've won two out of three titles over my school, Clemson, that's not so cute anymore. They're a rival, and it is manifesting into the best recruiting class Clemson has ever had. Another five-star commitment on Friday night, Miles Murphy, a defensive end from Powder Springs, Georgia.
Yeah, well, Miles was pretty much a silent commit for quite a long time. The hardest thing for us recruiting guys to do is sit on stuff, and we have to sit on stuff. I sat on DJ's story for 6 months.
Yep.
It was already foregone conclusion last year. Before the turn of the year, he was coming to Clemson. That was done. The same thing with Miles. Miles' relationship was built during Clemson's summer camp last year. Him and his family came for a 3-day stay. And I saw the attention that they got and everything. But this recruiting class, if you're going to talk about this recruiting class, it's just not epic on Clemson's level. This is epic on a national level.
Oh, yes.
This class is going to rival the Southern Cal 2011 class for the highest rated class of all time. This could be the best recruiting class in the history of college football.
I'm with you on that one.
You put a guy like Dabo Swinney together with all those components and add all those victories to it.
So, the running back commit from Georgia on Saturday, obviously not five stars, so it breaks the run. Now, a lot of people don't know, he was a backup until this upcoming season, so his star status is likely to go up. But if you ask me, is this last running back commit sort of the piece to replace Adam Choice? Seeing that, A, he can block, B, kind of brings that bowling ball status, so I think he will be your short yardage guy, because you can't afford to treat your quarterback Trevor Lawrence and then DJ coming in like you did Taj Boyd a couple of years ago as your go-to guy on short yardage situations.
Amen. The power quarterback run doesn't need to be in the Clemson playbook anymore. That needs to go away. The thing with Pryor, he comes from the same high school as Nick Chubb. He grew up idolizing the guy, replaced him in the backfield at his high school. He's a huge Georgia kid. He did not get the Georgia offer. Georgia has held the offer back. And that was something that had my eyebrows raised when Clemson offered him. And now that they've taken his commitment, it's really got my eyebrows raised, because you got to think about this. If Georgia comes in at the 11th hour and offers the kid, a lot of strings are going to be tugged on around him locally to take that offer. If he does that, that leaves Clemson without that running back. But your comparison is dead on. He is Adam Choice Mach 2 when I see him on film.
Yeah, and like I said, they'll run Trevor Lawrence to keep defense healthy, but Taj just took a beating that senior year, and you knew it was coming. He still—I'll never forget that jump over the line on the 1 yard line against Virginia Tech. I think it was where he looked like Superman going over. So I think this is the staff. They're getting good recruits, but also, when they identify somebody that I think fits in the locker room, or we can make him a position player to fill this void, they do a really good job, does the Clemson staff, of number one, identifying that talent, but number two, coaching them up. Because look at Adam Humphreys and all these guys that have come through the program.
Development. Development, player development is huge. It's super huge. Listen, before Clemson was getting all these five stars, they were getting the four stars and the Adam Humphreys, the four stars and the Hunter Renfros, the four stars and the Ben Bolwares. They took all these kids, and again, they were fits to the system that brought them in, but they did a really good job of developing those guys as they got into the system and brought them along at a pace where they could develop and at the same time be contributing. And you see that to this day with the wide receiver core, the running back core. Clemson just does not have a problem with throwing guys out on the field to get them playing time, but they're very particular in the spots of where they do put them in.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, no doubt. All right, so what's next? Baseball tomorrow. You know, maybe if they beat Louisville, they got a chance to get in. I just think this has been a historically bad season for the Palmetto State all around. I mean, what are the odds that Clemson, South Carolina, Coastal Carolina, all three potentially miss an NCAA tournament? So what are your thoughts? You know, where do we go from here? Because you still got golf competing in the national championship, but we get into that void where the next thing we start covering is the 2019 fall sports.
Well, you got one thing coming in June, and that's Dabo Swinney's football camp, and mm-hmm. that's a big deal with recruiting. And I can promise you, with the class they're building out of 2020, that I've already reached out to some 2021 kids, and they're trying to reciprocate the same thing over. They're trying to turn around and carbon copy this class in the 2021s. They've got a lot of headline kids coming in June. That's something to look forward to. And then, like you said, it's just get ready for football. It's time for August camp to get here, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of baseball. You guys will be talking pro baseball on the website. We'll be talking recruiting for the next couple months.
Yeah, and that's going to be a key. I was going to ask. Because Lindsay, yep. Your partner or your employee, Lindsay Rhodes, she's up in Durham covering the tournament for y'all. She'll have all the action on Twitter, at Clem Sports News tomorrow, the website. And the most beautiful part about it, I got to give you credit, Mr. McDaniel, it's free. And if it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, it's free, and it's always going to be free, folks. I just came in the door from a sponsorship meeting.
Good.
I got another sponsor here in town that loves our site and is going to jump on board with us. And it's those sponsors that pay our bills that make it free for everybody. You'll never find a premium area in our website. You'll never have to donate money on our website. It won't ask you for a penny. You get all your news free from us 24/7, 365, every day of the year.
And if you follow Gary at Clem Sports News, who knows? You might get a little figure skating going on there as well. So who knows? You know, between Price and his now the sideline reporter, if you will, for curling, if you know what I mean. You out there with the Stars on Ice tour. Tell you what, man, we got some talented people involved here on Straight Up with Sturge.
Oh, well, you know, I spent 30 years in the music business, man. I learned a lot back then. So every once in a while, you go back and lean on what you know. But it's been fun, but it's once a year. That's it. This was the only thing I'm going to do this year.
Speaking of, real quickly, I think I hit you up when y'all were in Vancouver. You were actually, I believe, in Whistler at the time or somewhere out there. And
Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria. And I was like, it might be dangerous getting from the bus stop to the restaurant. You didn't check out the little red wagon, did you, out in Vancouver? Because, again, it's been featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but it is a little bit of a risky area of Vancouver to get from point A to point B. But absolutely worth the food.
Yeah, we stayed in some nice hotels. Okay. We had a crew and cast dinner that night at a nice restaurant when we arrived, and back to the hotel next morning, right to the arena, and get the show up.
All right. Well, listen, Gary, y'all track down this baseball tournament. We'll figure out if they get a bid come what Monday, I believe, and then we'll go from there. Thanks for everything you do, Mr. McDaniel. We always appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate you guys, and thank you, Mr. Sturgis.
All right. So you've had your face, Patrick. You've had your face buried in the desk earlier when Coach Board made an appearance. Now you are being mocked, if you will, for, hey, Mr. McDaniel, this is Patrick, and I am producing the show today. You know.
I explained to you off the air.
Nobody else gets to hear it off the air. So here's your opportunity on the air.
Where I work, I have to deal with a lot of members, okay? And in this line of business, I have to, you know, address them by their last name, say hello, Mr., Mrs., Miss, all that other stuff. So now I'm transporting that into this job, but it's just like my friends who work at Chick-fil-A when mm-hmm. we're out in public and someone says, oh, thank you for this. My pleasure.
The reality is you're giving the Cliffs Valleys course too much credit for this. Your parents did a good job of raising a good young man.
Glassy. I'm at Glassy, not Valley.
Okay, Cliffs of Glass. Yeah, they changed that name a few years back, right?
No,
the Valley course is over toward Table Rock or something like that. I don't know. I know the one that I want to get up on the mountains is the one I hadn't been able to get up on.
That's the one I work at.
Oh, okay. So you got that gorgeous drive every
mm-hmm.
day.
No.
All right. When we come back, 844-GSP-ESPN. Listen, there's a lot of bark in that dog. Get where I'm going, Pat? Bark. There is your 6 p.m. word, B-A-R-K, bark. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people out there barking right now, but we're going to give you the Rivals recruiting rankings and a few other things as we get out the door. Don't forget, we're trying to get Landon on tomorrow. North Greenville, they are hosting Catawba College on Friday and Saturday in a D2 Super Regional with the right to advance to carry to the D2 World Series.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you heard Mr. McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com commenting that this recruiting class the Tigers are putting together for the 2020 class is likely to rival Southern Cal from back in the day. What was that, 2011? That would have been Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush and all those guys. Anyway, that is technically the highest rated recruiting class we've ever seen. Now, I tend to go by Rivals recruiting rankings because, Patrick, they've been doing it longer than anybody else. I mean, actually, they haven't. They're the longest of the people that have survived it. The true old guys like Forrest Davis and all, they're nowhere to be found anymore. You know what I mean? But Rivals has been doing it, and they break down their rankings by number of five-star player, four-star player, three, average, blah, blah. And right now, Clemson's number one in the country. 16 total recruits. 5 of them are five-star. All right, so one-third of their commitments. 13, 14 years ago, Clemson had signed the equivalent of about one or two five-star players. Now they've got 5 in this class, and there may be one or two more that are going to end up joining before all said and done. And before people start going, they're not really having to do the recruiting right now, Patrick. It's DJ Uiagalelei and this number one defensive end from up in Maryland. They're working the phone line every single night. That has to be an added bonus when it comes to Clemson football recruiting.
No, it is, and the proof is in the pudding. I mean, they keep getting better and better recruiting classes every single year for the past, you know, 5 or 6 years. Look, Clemson's going to keep on this path that they're on right now. There is no surprise to me that they should be the number one recruiting class in all of college football. And it might stay that way for quite a while.
Because they're proven. You know, everybody makes fun of my school and our coach that they don't look like they're having any fun at what they're doing. You know what I mean? And it wears on them. Yeah, Dabo's taken that mantra and added the fun component and showed, hey, man, it can be done a couple of ways. Number two, they got a great resources over there when it comes to academics, but they're not having to take risky picks. You know what I mean? They can now kind of, like you were doing before we got on the air, throw darts to the board. You know what I mean? And do you know which school is number two with 3 5-star commits? Because this would actually surprise you. You would assume it would be, if Clemson's one, who would likely be number two?
Bama.
No, LSU. They have 14 commits, 3 5-stars. Alabama has 17 commits, only 1 5-star. As a matter of fact, there's not a school in the country outside of Clemson and LSU that have more than one five-star player.
That kind of just shows you, one, the level of coaching of Alabama. I will say that as well, that they don't get these the top of the top of the top talent that we kind of assume that they do as well. They do get a lot of four-star talents, but they also get quite a bit of three-stars as well, and they coach them up to play that five-star level.
Well, here's how it breaks down. I've got a list of it right now. According to Rivals, and again, a lot of these schools hadn't even begun their closing stretch, all right? So these are going to jump, but guess what? What the college football poll looks like on week number three might not be representative of where it's going to look like in week 12. So the same ideal comes in here. Clemson 1, LSU 2, Alabama 3, and then Miami, number 4. I mean, maybe Manny Diaz can recruit. I still maintain, well, Miami's not the – Miami is a shell of what they were when they were the U. You know what I mean? I kind of like what Michigan's doing in basketball. We'll get into that here a little bit. I don't think you go – Dabo was a different situation. You did not – you made him an interim coach with the chance to earn the job, which he did.
Yeah.
And listen, once – 80 or 75,000 people, you know, minus the South Carolina fans were there, hearing the crowd chant Dabo Sweeney that day after knocking off. They had no choice. Every Gary Patterson, everybody that they had lined up for interviews, they more or less called and said, thank you, we have our coach. That was a unique situation because as a first-time head coach, he had a half a year in which to earn the job. I don't believe you learn how to be a head coach on the fly at a school like Clemson maybe, but Tennessee, even though it looks like Jeremy Pruitt's going to pay off, they went through so much garbage, it allowed them to hire first-time head coach because they were frustrated with the Derek Dooleys and the Butch Joneses and that kind of stuff. So I'm really surprised Miami's in the number four because I maintain it is a disgrace that they have to drive an hour to go play a football game. Coral Gables is on the south side of Miami, all right? The southern side of Miami. The Miami Dolphins Stadium is actually Fort Lauderdale. Matter of fact, the last two times we've gone down to cover the Orange Bowl, they put us up at the media hotel in Fort Lauderdale. It's closer to the stadium. So, we've had Joe Zagacki on, the Miami play-by-play guy. Man, when it's a night game against the Oklahoma or a Florida, man, it's just a special atmosphere. Once a year. You go looking when they play Virginia or somebody like that, Boston College. Might be 20,000 fans in there. Now, but Manny Diaz can get them better. Of course, fans will show up because that's what they do, especially those fans. They didn't go to school there. They're Hurricane fans.
Yeah.
But Miami doing well at number 4 in this list. Georgia at 5, Florida 6, Notre Dame 7, Florida State 8. Mac Brown, 22. Actually, no, Mac Brown's got North Carolina number 9 right now. That's a good move. Now, they'll fall down. They'll fall down because coming up in this second 20 are traditional names that, like I said, they haven't started their closing moment yet. Number 10, Penn State. Number 11, Oregon. Number 12, Ohio State. Number 13, Georgia Tech. Do you really, even though Jeff Collins has interjected a little bit of energy into that football program, you really expect Georgia Tech to sign the 13th best class in the country when all said and done?
No.
Neither do I. All right, Oklahoma, number 14. Michigan, 15. Northwestern, 16. 17's Iowa. 18 Stanford. 19's Texas A&M. And then don't look now, in the top 20 at number 20, but only 8 commits, NC State.
Really?
Yeah, because, there's one school, they think they're football during the football season. They think they're a basketball school during the basketball season. I don't try to fake anything. My school's a football school. We've had a little bit of success in basketball. Never made it to the Final Four, but I never mortgage anything for us to have success in basketball. It has to stay at football. All right, other ACC and SEC schools in the, call it the top 47, all right? At number 21 is Kentucky, but only 5 commits. You were asking about Kentucky being a big game. No. they won't stay at number 21 with five commits. Also, 24 is Auburn, 25 Tennessee, 27 South Carolina. So that's in the, you know, that will probably go up as well. They only got six commits at this point. A little bit surprised on that.
Yeah, again, it's kind of a little bit early right now. I'm going to hold off on giving my opinion about it until the very end.
Well, it's a little bit different now. You go out, and one thing that Clemson does better than Alabama is their article that track committable offers. All right. Clemson's a very low amount of committable offers. Mm-hmm. And those guys know that they better get it and take it right now and commit, or it might not be there 3 months from now. Tennessee is Jeremy Pruitt is rebuilding that. I think they had 220 committable offers out there, knowing that they can only, but, you know, so they'll mine the field when it comes to that. Clemson and Bama have gotten to be fairly selective with who they go after. And you know, if you get that committable offer, you better jump on it, because once they reach the max of that, they're done. So I think that's why you see, you know, those schools right now, Clemson, LSU, Alabama, even Miami of Florida, all in the teens. I was just surprised South Carolina just down at number six. All right, so the one that's moving up the ranks, watch out for Arkansas. They're number 31. And listen, Chad Morris, some people out there in Arkansas were almost wanting him gone this year because, what, 2-10, one of the worst teams ever. Dude, he got left a train wreck by Brett Bielema. Number two, he got left a train wreck in his type of offense by replacing a Big Ten coach that wanted a power running game in the SEC. So he was trying to pound square pegs into round holes to a certain extent. Go look at the wide receivers that Arkansas has committed. They believe in the quarterbacks of the future there. And listen, you do have a little bit of a litmus test. Don't base him on 3 years at SMU. Base him on what he did here at Clemson as offensive coordinator.
Exactly. Give him a little bit of time with Arkansas. Like we said, he was given probably the worst hand he could possibly have to reorganize this team. Give him at least 3 years of recruiting classes. After the third or fourth year of recruiting, if he hasn't improved exponentially, then you can start doing these chants. But for right now, it's still not 100% his system.
Oh, no. I mean, his son, I think, is going to be the future quarterback. He's a gold. He stayed there in the Dallas area, completed his senior year. And from everything I hear, he's going to be a good quarterback. So, you know, kind of interesting to go through it. But right now, this is what I kind of look at. Three teams have a four-star or higher average rating, and they are right now Georgia, LSU, and Clemson. And Clemson is by far, they're both at four, Clemson at 4.19. So 20 more wins than the next closest team in the ACC and just dominating recruiting, guess what? They are not likely to go anywhere. All right, it is our free cash dash contest. 6 p.m. keyword is BARK. You can text that into 72881. You got a chance to win $1,000 free and clear on Intercom Greenville, and ESPN Upstate. When we come back, it is official. Michigan has a new basketball coach, and imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So it's now official. Patrick Brown, you can follow him on Twitter at MacBrown22. Michigan has signed, sealed, and delivered their new basketball coach and his former Wolverines player, Juwan Howard. 5-year contract, $2 million a year, $1.8 less million than they were paying Beeline. But what I mean on this, is this a new trend when it comes to basketball, former players coming home to take over their program? Because, you know, we saw it with Chris Mullin at St. John's. That didn't work out. We see Patrick Ewing with Georgetown. That remains to be seen on how it works out. Penny Hardaway. I mean, this is where I say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Number one recruiting class in the country right now for Memphis. You know, he had some high school coaching days back in the day. Juwan Howard comes from the Miami Heat, but guess what? He understands what putting a good class together is about, because he might be part of the most famous signing class of all time. They went on to be called the what? 5-5.
Exactly. For me, this is actually a good hire for Michigan, because who better to represent the quote-unquote, and I'm sick and tired of hearing this, the Michigan way than a Michigan man?
I think timing was the cause here. Now that you're at May 22nd, it's really hard for somebody to go as you go in. You're now in summer. I mean, unless you're in summer school on a college campus, you're done till next fall. So I don't think the ripple effect, if you will. I think this was timing, and the other options out there that they talked to Ed Cooley at Providence, one or two other guys, but I think it's a trend. I mean, think about all the trends that we've seen in sport over the last two decades. What was it at one point? The big thing in college football, the big trend was to name the head coach in waiting. Remember when all that was going down? Muschamp was going to be the head coach in waiting for Mack Brown at Texas, and mm-hmm. this, that, and the other. Name one head coach in waiting now in college. At one point, there was like 8 or 9 of them that had been announced. Do you know what I mean? Name me one scenario, one situation where somebody is performing in college football with a head coach in waiting.
I have no idea.
None. To my knowledge, please give it to me straight up if I'm wrong, but none. None. Zilcho.
Yeah.
Yet that was a trend at one point. And then what happened in college football next, which is, you know, each thing comes rolling in. Neutral site games became the next big thing, you know, opening up in Atlanta or South Carolina, North Carolina, and Charlotte, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Charlotte last year. Neutral site games became the thing, and it helped get better matchups. But that didn't satisfy people, you know what I mean? Well, it's not fair that they aren't playing a real road game, you know what I mean? Not the fact that they beat a good team in a neutral, and not all neutral site games are neutral site. Auburn, Washington was not a neutral site game in Atlanta. All right. But so that was the second trend. We're now seeing those maybe paring down, because what has now become the big trend in college football? Big time home and homes 20 years down the road. I mean, we're now having people book games for 2035. You know what I mean? But hey, for everybody that says they hate the neutral site game, guess what? I don't think you would have ever seen these home and homes come down the line if the advent of the neutral site had not started, because now you're taking it to the next level. Now you're getting the home and home that we all want. But again, now in college basketball, is this going to be the next trend? Because I think athletic directors look at this as, number one, it's a former player of a particular school. I'm not saying, you know, whether it's Penny at Memphis or Juwan, but the selling point to the fan base, I think, is this. You know them, you're going to back them, and we're going to get an immediate recruiting bump here because people know who they are. You know what I mean? I still think some of these 18-year-olds, they maybe don't remember the Fab Five, but they've seen the 30 for 30. But you know what they did see 5-6 years ago, even though he didn't play a whole bunch? They saw Juwan Howard as a teammate of LeBron James with the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I think Penny Hardaway, I think his hire is different than every other one who's now a coach who, you know, used to play at his school. The reason it's different is because he actually, you know, taught high school basketball in the state of Tennessee. You know, he knows that recruiting track. He knows where the best teams are. And for a team like Memphis, you need to win the local recruits. Because there's a lot of good talent in Tennessee basketball right now. And if Penny Hardaway is familiar with those talents, he can make a team out of it. I'm not saying that this is going to be my front runner for the NCAA tournament, but don't be surprised if this team can make it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Juwan's going to have to learn how to be a college coach. Penny's got 1 year in him, but you know where Penny, you mentioned high school. He actually got his coaching career started at the middle school level. And you know what? If you can communicate to those kids, you can communicate to freshmen in college, sophomores in college, and further.
I highly recommend everyone go. I think it's an E60 profile. It's with Penny and the coach who kind of mentored him in middle and high school. I recommend anybody to go watch that for yourselves to understand what Penny is going to bring to Memphis. It's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be fun. I think Memphis could do something special this year with Penny Hardaway.
My question is I like to watch that show, The First 48.
I love that show.
Yeah, dude, that's something I binge watch. You know what I mean? I'll knock out like 3 or 4 episodes and I love to watch it, you know, from like 3 or 4 seasons ago because the commercial breaks are 15 seconds long versus 2.5 minutes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But like not just that, but you watch it and you're just like, and you're trying, the wheels are turning.
Yep.
You're trying to figure out how it's doing it, and you're looking over at your other person going, I think this person did it, and this is why. And then you're completely wrong. You're like, I didn't see that coming.
But nearly every episode that features Memphis still shows the old pyramid. Now you got the new FedEx Arena for the Grizzlies and the in Memphis University of Memphis Tigers. Why is an empty arena in the shape of a pyramid still in? At some point, it's not a landmark. Just tear the daggum thing down. It's an empty building. Maybe the Shriner Circus or some stuff like that comes through there. But it can't be making that much money with the new FedEx Forum you know, that was built for them. So I've just always found that interesting. Number two, who the hell sold the zoning board back on the day that, you know, I get it. Memphis is an Egyptian, you know, city from back in the day. But, yeah, let's build a pyramid in downtown Memphis and let it become obsolete. Kind of fascinating. Random musings. All right, what do we say here on the show, Pat? Excuses are for what?
Losers.
All right. I think I like this one even better. Excuses are the tools of the incompetent.
Okay.
When we come back, you want to hear one very dumb excuse about why somebody said Clemson knocked off Alabama in the national title game, and then somebody went and did the research, and it becomes a LOL type situation. Mm-hmm. We'll close up 844 GSP ESPN.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
So this may help Michigan make the decision to hire Juwan Howard. His son's at the USA Basketball Under-16 training camp. Wonder where he may play in a couple of years. You think there's a chance?
Look, let's be real. He was probably going to play at Michigan to begin with.
Yeah. So anyway, real quickly, listen. My school got smoked in the championship game by 4 touchdowns to the Clemson Tigers, all right? I don't need anybody going out there and making excuses for me. But Larry Williams does a really good podcast with Tiger Illustrated. He had a Lindy's editor tell them, Clemson had an advantage over Alabama because so many blowout wins in the ACC allowed Clemson to play its reserves and stay fresh. Dude, don't make an excuse for my school getting beat 44-16 because you know what the average margin of victory for Alabama football was in the 2018 SEC schedule?
It had to be over 30.
31.3 points. Okay, that's good. Blowouts, all right? You can't sit here and say one team blew and got the rest and another team didn't when their margin of victory in conference was actually bigger than the one that they're making the excuse for. And that's not right.
Can we just admit that 20 points or more is a blowout?
I was humbled. All right. Not so much by the score, but is they kept the ball 10 minutes closing out the game. We never got it back. They could have scored another touchdown and they didn't.
And I agree with this is what happens when people do zero research into what they're talking about.
Or don't want to give somebody credit because they're in the ACC.
Look,
come on.
Look, I can't stand when people write reports or write blogs and have no research behind it. When I do my blogs for ESPN Upstate for the NHL, I do at least a day's work of research just before I make my opinion public.
Before we go to the phone, how in the hell can you be an editor of a preseason magazine and be so uninformed? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's the epitome of uninformed. I'm sorry. I don't need him making excuses for me. I'd just rather tip my hat, get the revenge factor back on our side this year, and use it. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Hey, I bet we're getting ready to be learning some information here from Jake, the pyramid at Memphis. What's up, my friend?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, we're just trying to have some fun here on the hump day.
Heck yeah, I hear you on that. So, hey, I'm originally from Memphis.
All right.
So I grew up, went to games at the Pyramid. Obviously, it was ecstatic when they started building the Forum. Pyramid sat empty for a while, but now, speaking of research, I don't know if you're a Googler or not, but now it's a Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, really?
So it's right on the banks of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
They actually have where you can get a test drive of a boat and do all that other stuff. And I'm not sure, but I think that's the only one of its kind Bass Pro Shop was, we can actually do that.
I bet they got the biggest square footage of any Bass Pro Shop, Jake. But, you know, like I said, when you see Memphis featured on the first 48, you only see the pyramid from a distance. You don't see what is actually occupying it. All right, let me give one for you. I have a little bit of a Memphis background. My uncle on my wife's side of the family was a running backs coach at Memphis under head coach Rex Dockery, who passed away. Also, can you name during that time period who the Memphis basketball coach was? Because he came in and signed a kid from Wade Hampton High School by the name of David Jensen that never made it there at Memphis. So do you know who that coach was?
I go back as far as Larry Finch and Gene Bartow, maybe.
Okay, no, it was Dana Turk.
There's
a name you don't get to say all the time, so I just thought I'd bring that out of the cobwebs. But, they played in the old the Mid-South Coliseum, I think it was, and that's where Dusty Rhodes and all those guys made their name in wrestling back in the day.
Oh, yeah. So another fun fact. So Stephen Gostkowski, the Patriots kicker, went to Memphis to play baseball. I played soccer there.
Yeah.
And we went in the same year. Didn't know each other, but same year.
Yeah.
Football team needed a kicker. Bam. I guess he kicked in high school, started kicking, mm-hmm. and now he's making, you know, millions and has all kinds of rings. So,
yeah. You know, my dad, Jake, always told me one of the most underrated college football coaches that unfortunately passed away. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Bo Ryan, who had left NC State to take over LSU and then was killed 7 weeks later in the plane crash. That's the exact same thing that got Rex Dockery when my uncle was the running backs coach there. He was killed in a plane crash. And that's when my uncle made the move to the athletic director's office and ended up retiring as athletic director at Louisiana Lafayette. But no, LSU and Memphis both lost head football coaches in plane crashes.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. Hey, man, thanks for the information. That's great. Please get in with us. We can reminisce those days all day long. Appreciate it. All right. Closing up shop tonight. I think you just got Sports Talk Radio on ESPN. Why? There is no NHL. There is no NBA tonight. oh, my God, what am I going to do? I might actually have to go home and say hey to my wife and child and not have the excuse to go cut the TV on. I mean that in complete jest, all right? So, let me tell you what, one last time, you got 2 minutes to text BARK in to 72881 in the free cash dash contest. We'll give you 12 words tomorrow as well. So anything catch your attention today, Patrick, that we haven't gotten to? Because I know we will roll our iconic trophies over till tomorrow as well as, I mean, let's be honest. At some point, we got to talk about what the world's going on in the Big Ten when it comes to doctors on campus.
I will give people a little teaser about the world-famous trophies, at least in my eyes. This one is a little bit lower on the list, but it's still on my list, and it has to do with a match that's getting played a week from Saturday. That's as far as I'm going to say.
It's got to be soccer because you mentioned match. So it's the the smallest trophy on the face of the earth that countries are willing to fight over, the FIFA.
It's not World. FIFA. Okay. It's not FIFA World Cup.
All right.
But it does have to do with soccer.
I mean, is that not like this underrated thing? You know, they parade them up to go handshake the president of FIFA and the freaking trophy's like 8 inches tall.
Yeah.
It looks like the thing from one of the Indiana Jones movies, you know, that he replaces the bag of sand with and all of a sudden the ball starts rolling. But, I look forward to that because, hey, not every trophy's the same. Think about that one as well.
No, exactly.
Duh. But, I mean,
Each of them have their own history and pedigree and story behind it. However, I think some of them outrank the others by a wide margin.
Well, maybe you can find the old Happy Gilmore green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a crap, you know, and we could get that one out there as well. To me, that's one of the funniest lines ever. Green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a crap? All right, we do. We had a blast today. Patrick, good job. We got two more days with you before Diesel gets back up I-95. And, of course, I'll be off on Monday.
Which, by the way, happy birthday, Diesel.
Happy birthday, Diesel. Did you see I got him all lathered up with baby oil in his photos,
man? I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, I had to start the day with that. Y'all have a blessed one. We'll do it again here in studio at 4 p.m. tomorrow for another edition of Straight Up with Sturge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!